Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680. You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680. WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
You've been kicked in the groin repeatedly for being so dopey.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
When's the last time you licked someone's face who wasn't your wife?
And James Strebel.
Never. Ever.
You ever licked a face?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of silence there.
Well.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
When I watched that Evansville game, and then all of a sudden, you look and you can tell very quickly, Carlic Jones is legit.
That was so bad. That was so bad.
Living room today.
Yeah.
So we have dogs. We have my wife doing yard work. I told her to. I said, honey, do some yard work. And she said, absolutely.
Get out the shears.
Yes, we have college basketball. I think Illinois just won with 2 seconds to go over your boy from, was it Ohio?
Ohio, the Bobcats. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like he got it. Yeah.
Thank you for that analysis.
They called it a foul.
It looks like he got it. Yeah,
no,
thank you for that.
He didn't get the shot. It was a foul, so we have free throws upcoming. And
Carino, we might sound like we're just, you know, we're in like a hallway, and that's going to be the next 3 hours. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. We got you for the next 3 hours here on The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, hanging out on this Friday, Black Friday, Shopping Friday, whatever you want to call it, day after Thanksgiving.
Football Friday.
Football Friday. Our guy Jack Grossman back at the Papa John Studios. Jackie Boy, good afternoon. A disastrous start to the show, but here we are at 3:03 on ESPN Louisville.
Hey, it's only going to get better from here.
Okay.
We have many things to do today. We got your boy Rick Bozich is going to join at about 3:40 today, okay?
Yep,
so
yep.
Bozich is going to be hanging out with us. That's one thing that we are going to be doing. The other thing that we're going to be doing is at some point here, your boy Grossman, he's going to eat a whole pizza.
I can't wait.
He's going to eat a large pizza. And are you hungry, Jack, after your big feast yesterday? Where's your stomach at right now?
I had a slice of challah for breakfast this morning, and I had a slice of beer nose pizza for lunch, and that is all I've eaten.
Okay, so that's good. So you only had one of the little squares. That's
yes.
it.
Yes, really? It took a whole lot to not eat more than. Yeah, because I'm going to eat a whole pizza, yes, I can do it fairly easily, but I need to be hungry to do it.
All right, what time do you want to do this? Do you want to do it at 4 o'clock? When do you want to do this? Because I think what I want to do today, and we're going to have hijinks. We'll get you ready. It's a football Friday. I guess we'll talk about Kentucky, Florida, and Louisville, Boston College. I mean, I know, Strebel, both fan bases did it. So I don't want to hear anything about you taking on Rummage or anything else. I mean, you're slobbering all over those Kentucky basketball players.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Grossman, don't let him fool you. If an Indiana fan feels good about one of their players, if a Louisville fan, they love Carlic Jones, we know that. Because because Strebel was doing the exact same thing. By the way, Illinois wins by two, 77-75. That could have been an early upset.
Yep.
Top 10. I like Brett Underwood. That's a whole story. People don't care about that, I'm sure. But, I mean, you're just ready to be a honk. Oh, my God. It's this. I love this. When things go negative, and Jackie Boy, you'll understand this in sports radio, especially around here. When things go negative, you got to let the cake bake. But when a part of your team or your team plays well, it's elite talent, it's Kentucky's this, Kentucky's that, it's Carly Jones, it's Dre Davis can defend the ball, it's all these different things.
Sure.
And you guys don't let the cake bake at all, but you get mad at me. And so it was 80 minutes of basketball lovemaking between Carly Jones putting it right in your face. You understand that?
I'm not worried about
and
it.
And these Louisville fans are going to come at you, and you deserve it.
I do deserve it.
And here's the thing, Jack. At some point today, maybe next week, we do this. I want to tell people we're going to record a promo. I am being associated with this Carly Jones hate, and I don't care about Carly Jones at all. He seems like a fine player.
Yeah.
I mean, for all these Louisville fans to think he's going to be a first-round draft pick or an NBA guy, I would like to see a second game, a third game, a fourth game, not to be Evansville. But I can understand the optimism. The guy you thought was good, and he was good the other day.
You know, I heard a lot about how good Carly –
I mean, you and Mitch just battling on all of this.
You know, I heard about how – and Carly Jones was good, but you know there wasn't a lot of
points, and he had more rebounds and assists, and shot a better field goal percentage.
Yeah, but you
right,
know,
Jack.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
That's what Mitch tweeted out.
I didn't hear about David Johnson being a complete bum. I didn't hear anything about that. and Carly Jones was good, but David Johnson couldn't stay on the floor. Jalen Withers couldn't stay on the floor. JJ Trainer came in and played. I mean, their bigs are in trouble. When they play Western Kentucky,
we know that
their bigs are in trouble.
Yeah, and okay, so there's two things then. Okay, so there's a number of things. I want to get into Thanksgiving stuff. We got to figure out this pizza thing. Carino, tell me what are you thinking? 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever it may be. We have a mixtape coming up at 5:25, 5:30 or so. I know Kareen's terrified to do that.
I know he's
scared.
I have numbered it 1 through 111. So we're just going to go down the list and play every
whatever
sound
happens,
and
happens.
Yes.
I like that. This is your first time doing the mixtape?
No, he's done a mixtape before.
He's done it before? Okay, so
but if you don't do it every week or on a consistent basis,
I'm sure has a rhythm to it.
Mitch has a rhythm. So we'll get to the basketball teams. We'll get to the football games. Ethan Moore and Taylor Lynch were on this morning for dinner, and shockingly, Taylor Lynch for the 10th week in a row has proclaimed that Louisville's better and they're going to win. I'm like, I've heard you do this every week, Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, they might win on Saturday.
Sure.
I don't know.
Might.
They might win on Saturday. So that was a lot of fun as well. We got to get to Thanksgiving. I assume both of you knuckleheads had a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Good Thanksgiving?
The old man brought over the eggnog and bourbon. Oh, it was flowing last night.
He crushed some heaters?
I didn't.
No.
He did.
You're dead.
Oh, absolutely he did. We went out on the deck and enjoyed our drinks. You know.
You had a couple heaters?
I did not. He did. Yes, we have established. Yes.
What is your problem? We've established that you didn't have a heater.
I thought you said
it's your father. Did he have a heater?
Yes, he had multiple.
Did you say a Jew? That's Grossman.
No.
You said a Jew. Yeah.
I didn't say a Jew.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
I apologize to Grossman.
Jack, I didn't say
Grossman,
anything.
How was your bread? Was it good? It was good.
It was great. Great. The challah bread was good. The turkey was great. That was maybe the best turkey my mom's made. The stuffing was great.
Really?
The mashed potatoes were great. It was all around I was very happy.
Did Nana or anybody else bring up Ethan Grossman in Tuscaloosa having COVID?
Yeah.
Being the beer drinker, the platy lights.
The party man.
The party man. Did he come up at all in the Thanksgiving conversation?
Not really because it was just like my family of four that was there.
Gotcha.
Then we did a big Zoom because... Yeah, COVID. Like I said, we normally have like 18, 20, 24 people in my house for Thanksgiving, and this year it was just the four of us. So it was different. It was still nice, but we did a Zoom with everyone, and so Ethan slept through 2/3 of it, so he didn't – he wasn't too much of a topic.
What time was this Zoom?
7 p.m.
He was asleep at 7?
Ethan has a ritual he does on Thanksgiving. He eats as much as, you know, everyone else does, so way too much. And then he takes a nap for like 45 minutes. and then he does his business.
Does his business?
He does his business.
Does his business?
He takes a number two.
I thought you were going to say he hits the bong. That's what I thought, that he does his business.
Yeah.
What a weird thing.
Oh, my gosh. Jack. I did too, Andy. Cree, I thought we needed that.
Creen's taking over today, isn't he?
Yeah,
it's going to be his day today.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We don't know. It's one of those days where I like being on the air today. There's legit things. I mean,
yeah.
Louisville's coming up here in 50 minutes. We'll talk to Rick Bozich at WDRB in a half an hour. We'll have all the shenanigans. I mean, obviously, Louisville basketball and Kentucky basketball, one game in, bowl teams look good. Bowl teams played bad teams. And we know that. And we know that when Louisville gets Western Kentucky, and we hoping that is a game that is going to happen. And I think Kentucky on Saturday against Richmond, I think many people consider that to be a good game, a close game. I mean, and I haven't mentioned it yet. We also need to get into Virginia losing today at some point as well.
Of course we do.
And so I don't know.
Friend, baby.
Yeah, and so I don't know what to do with that. I also have a sound sheet in front of me. Did you send that to me, Grossman? You did. Did you not? I apologize.
Yes, I did. And I also have a surprise for you guys because he just called in after we were talking about him.
Okay, well, let's go. We were talking about him. I don't know who that is, but who is this? Is Ethan?
The man who does his business.
Okay.
The businessman.
Yeah, doing my business. It's called a food coma. Yeah, I know that's happened to you all. You eat too much food Thanksgiving.
You pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my ritual. I have my plate and a half or whatever I eat. I'll just wobble over to my long couch and just lay down for an hour. And probably go to sleep watching football. It's pretty nice.
No, you have done nothing wrong. What you are saying is what just about, you know, millions upon millions of Americans do.
We were making fun about how I said it.
Yeah, it's Jack Grossman making, just not saying that. Handle my business. Like, I don't know. Does that mean he's making meth in the basement?
I think everybody takes a post-Thanksgiving dump. That's everybody's ritual.
Okay.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here, Jack. Get him out of here.
Wait, what time's the pizza contest?
I don't know. Is it 4 o'clock?
Sure, we can do 4 o'clock. Did you want to ask Ethan about the hair loss while he was on here?
No, we already know about the hair loss. Well, he's going to get more hair. He's bald. I had no idea. I think you should just rock being bald, quite frankly.
Hey, I started Rogaine 2 days ago. It brings a lot of volume to my hair, all right? I like where I'm at right now.
Yeah, but you're going to have to keep taking that stuff for the rest of your life. And if you stop, it's all going to fall out. You're going to look like a shaggy dog.
Yeah.
And be shedding in a McAllister's deli.
Yeah, that won't be too attractive. But, you know, I'll rock it.
Do you think the biddies will like a bald head?
A biddies just like Ethan.
Get him out of here, Jack. I don't know what's going on. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. By the way, West Virginia leads this. Okay, there's two things. We'll get to Kentucky and Louisville here in a second.
Yeah.
The two things that are killing me about this early college basketball season already, and I need to get this off my chest. Listen, I like Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
They are right now down by 4 to West Virginia.
Correct,
okay.
Correct.
So that just needs to be said.
Yes,
it does. So they very well could be 2-1 here in the next couple minutes. There's a little bit under 5 minutes left, okay?
Right.
So I'm good with Western Kentucky getting some praise, especially early. I don't need Aaron Torres to read Matt Jones's Twitter feed and then give us the same
and comment
thought
on that.
And then give us the same thought as Drew Franklin and Nick Coffey. I don't really need that, but I'm here for that, okay?
Yeah.
So Western Kentucky now down 6. That would be number one. Like, yo, let's see here. This is still this is your boy Slick Rick, okay?
Stansberry's looking good in the mask.
You damn right he does, okay?
Yes.
That is number one. And then the number two, and I know Jack Grossman's not going to like this, and I know you are. People have been asking me, hey, Sweeney, what's your pivot going to be this year for Gonzaga?
Oh.
And my pivot for Gonzaga is going to be quite simple, like it has been every year. Let's see it in March. Let's see it when people care. Yeah. and get your couple good games and couple wins out of the way, because everyone else is going to be net 150, is going to be net 205, is going to be net 95. You ain't going to play someone in the top 100 net. And, yeah, I haven't looked at your schedule. I don't need facts to talk here.
We don't need this.
Yeah, what are we doing?
You don't need
the
fact that they're playing Iowa and Baylor in the next couple weeks.
Oh, my God, not Iowa and Baylor. Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're only two top five teams.
Not three big games in a whole calendar year.
I mean, that's as many as Kentucky plays most years.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're right, Jack. It's more than what Kentucky plays most years. Good for you, Mark Few, before you float over to the West Coast Conference and not get challenged ever. I mean, they got to play Portland, and they got to play a bum St. Mary's team. And, you know, the San Francisco team,
why are you taking my take? Why are you taking
Because I don't like Gonzaga either.
Why are you taking mine?
Because I don't like Gonzaga either. And it's people like Crean, they're playing two top five teams. That's more than Kentucky sees in most years. Yeah, because Kentucky and other teams play tournament caliber teams throughout their conference, Jack. So good job,
He knows about that, being an Indiana fan. That's why Indiana won't be good this year. That's why they may not make the tournaments, because they have to play in the Big Ten. That's the excuse there. Yeah, well, that's when you have to play Wisconsin twice.
Twice, and you have to play Iowa twice.
Yeah, not Iowa, not Fran McCaffrey.
Michigan State.
Not Fran McCaffrey.
Have you ever heard how tough Tom Izzo's teams are?
Texas says Bob Huggins with a mustache and a beard, he looks crazy. I did see someone say, Bob Huggins is a Republican. He will not wear a mask. And I'm like,
are you serious? That's a real take?
And I'm like, that is Louisville Twitter. And I was like, well, you know, he did have a heart attack.
Yes.
Like a massive one.
Yes, I think
he did nearly die.
Yeah, he's going to try to be safe as possible.
Texas says Gonzaga's already got the overall number one seed. Yes. Texas says Ethan's turning into as much of a Mike Hoor as Crean.
I like that he's listening to us, and he's flying in, you know, calling in automatically.
He didn't
name.
Call in. I don't think that happened. I think Jack set that
up. Did you set that
up,
Jack?
Yeah, I think Jack set it up.
I had asked him to call in, but I didn't say when. And so that was up to him for when
Jack,
he called
Jack, is your
in.
Mom listening? Is Darcy? Marcy?
I think Marcy is listening if Ethan was listening.
Oh, boy. Texas says, as usual, KSR 680 West overreacting that UK is great and the Cards are in trouble. That's not what I said.
That's not what Andy said.
The Cards are in trouble.
He was praising Carlick Jones.
These guys haven't played anyone good.
Yeah.
Texas says, is MAGA Strebel going to be crying because Dokic called Calipari out for being self-centered and selfish?
I did see that. I was watching
Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight. I don't know if we have that sound, Crean. Bobby Knight disciple is tired of it all being about the coaches.
The only reason I wasn't mad about it is just the hypocrisy of Dane Dokic.
Well, does he not like Cal? Because he was slurping last year.
Yes.
Last year he was slurping Kentucky.
Well, after the take, he did slip in at the end. He did slip in. Oh, I like John Calipari. He made sure he threw that in after he crushed him. But I don't care. I saw everybody was tweeting about it. Dan Dokic called out John Calipari. The thing that made it worse, Andy, was that he was like, I was talking to Urban Meyer about John Calipari.
Oh, yeah, Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, the most self-centered. Yeah. You know, commenting on other. Yeah.
Now, is this from Matty Bangs? Is this from his Twitter account?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I just wanted that to be confirmed
yes.
for some odd reason. By the way, the greatest team ever, Western Kentucky, now down 9 in counting with three and a half to go. So it looks like the magical undefeated run that everyone had Western Kentucky at just a few moments ago could potentially be coming to an end.
Over.
All right, let's play your boy, Double D, taking a swipe at Lord Calipari. Go ahead.
It's the great Seth Greenberg's team, man. When he talks hoops and talks about undervalued team, Chris Moody and the boys with the Spiders are his team.
What do you think about John Calipari's comments that he thought he might have scheduled too hard
for
his youngsters?
He needs to just stop. You know, it doesn't always have to be about the coach. Urban Meyer and I had a great conversation about it, you know. Calipari makes it about him all the time. It's about the players. Just stop with that. You're in Kentucky. Play people. Who cares?
They got some good ones, as usual. Another highly touted.
Oh, look at that. Then the professional fade at the end there.
There you go.
I like that. Yeah. Look at that. Taking a shot. Something's going on here. Something's going on here. Last year, in the last couple years, he sucked up to Kentucky.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
sucked up to Kentucky because Louisville fans have given him the hands.
They have,
okay?
Absolutely.
So that's all that this is about. Vince Tyree mocked him. He had reports wrong. Like Louisville has went all in on, dude, you're a bleephole.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't even mean like I don't care about him, but I'm talking about other – like I'm talking about the Louisville community don't have – like they just don't have the time for the most part or they're neutral or whatever.
Yeah, with
but,
Dan Dockett.
Yeah, for him to take a run at Cal, man, Kentucky must have said something to him because
or
he gets
something.
Something happened. He gets
yeah.
very nervous very quick.
Well, because a few years ago when he called the game, I think it was in Atlantis where it was Bam and Fox and Monk, and they beat the you-know-what out of Arizona State. He's like, this is the greatest basketball team I've ever seen. This is the greatest performance in basketball I've ever seen. And he just slobbered all over Kentucky. So you're right. Something may have happened. But, you know, part of me kind of agrees with Dockett about Calipari. He's like, okay, dude, don't sit here. Because he did it again after the game. He's like, don't get mad at these kids. If they lose, get mad at me. It's like, I've heard that too many times. No one's going to get mad.
It's just the shtick.
It is the shtick.
And why are you getting upset at
I'm
the
not
shtick?
I'm just because it's like, can we just move on from that? Can we just move on from, don't you be mad at these kids. I may have scheduled two difficult.
Oh, does he think he thinks they're losing to Richmond then?
Either Richmond and or Kansas. That's what he said after the game on what night was that? Wednesday night. He was like, well, these next two games coming up are ridiculous.
How'd the post game show? Did you not hear the whole thing?
Oh, it was great.
It was good?
Yeah, we got some callers in there.
Did you let Entz come by? You relented?
No, he was in the studio.
No, he was in the studio and you were at home. Gotcha.
Yeah, I was sitting in my kid's bedroom doing the show, and then Kellen joined for a moment. And,
did he?
Gave his thoughts, yes, and then he scurried off.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, David Johnson had 7 rebounds in limited minutes. Texas says the Grossmans
wow.
are trying way too hard at this point to insert Ethan on the station on multiple shows. It's losing its luster quickly. I agree with that guy.
Oh, are you losing?
I agree.
Are you falling out of love with Ethan?
Well, no, I'm not falling out of love, but the whole point is now we're asking him to give too much content, and he can't. He didn't have anything there.
No, he didn't have anything today.
He didn't have anything. I mean,
yeah.
Green, he didn't have anything. And then, I mean, you already kind of used up the good stuff on
last
the post-game
week.
Show last week. Yeah, the hair loss. I mean,
hair loss.
You took it. You took the story from us.
Yeah,
what do you want me to ask him about something that's been talked about on the air for the last 5 days?
Yeah, we can talk about this since Monday. I mean, it was a Monday conversation. Our Green's quiet.
No, I wasn't. I just wasn't expecting him to bring it up on Saturday. That was process bringing it out of him.
Texas says, apparently Kentucky football is going to shut Kyle Pitts down this week. Oh,
said
I saw
who?
It. Oh, no.
The guy, yeah.
J.J. Weaver.
Yes, J.J. Weaver. I saw that tweet. And
he's like, they never face
enough.
Someone like J.J. Weaver.
Enough. Stop
no, it's not
it.
Enough.
It's enough.
You're going to take your damn
it's
medicine
enough.
On You're going to take your medicine it, on Saturday.
I take my medicine.
You're
going to
get that
That's
spanking.
That's the point. I'm
Dan
the Mullen, one.
Dan Mullen's going to spank
yes,
Entz, and Entz
are.
Might like it.
I'm thrown off on that comment.
You should be.
I'm thrown off. But, no, I take my medicine. I take the medicine. I react to the medicine. I'm sickened by the medicine. It ain't me. It's these
J.J.
Weaver's
going
to
stop.
They
Kyle
can't
Pitts.
Stop. It's like they haven't seen J.J. Weaver. Yeah, it's like they've seen 5 J.J. Weavers this season. It's the SEC. They played against Texas A&M and other teams. They played against Georgia. I think they've seen a player like J.J. Weaver before. I couldn't believe it. It's like, Andy. When do they not understand? You just got beat by 60
they're not any
points.
Good. They don't
Stop.
Know. They don't know they're not any good. Kentucky fans don't know they're not any good.
I think Kentucky fans, by and large, do, but there are
no,
few
they don't.
Out there.
No, I don't think they do. I disagree with you.
No, according to my research and my
your
polls.
Your research. Your polls.
I had 2 polls. And
okay.
both overwhelmingly what? Said, we're not giving Stoops
how
and Green a
pass. How many
votes
were on these polls
over
at a sea of blue?
Well, over 300
okay.
on the one on sea of blue. And then my personal one.
Are you had a personal?
On my Twitter account,
when
yes.
was this? Over the weekend?
It was either Monday. It was Monday when Roland wrote that article.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
And it got, I think, about over 200, a little over 200 maybe, people reacted to it. And again, like 85%, no, they don't get a pass. I think there are loud people in the minority that are in the media. They're still trying to perpetuate that Kentucky's actually something they're not when the rest of the family's just like
who
you know who
in the
Justin Rowland, Nick Roush
Those are your guys.
I know they're my guys.
Why are you getting mad at me? Well, then you need to go talk to them.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad in
general.
Don't
get mad at me and
Cream. I'm not mad at you and Cream.
Yeah, but you act, it's just, though, is that it?
But it's, but people
are
act
they?
Like
I don't
that's
know.
The, people act like that those so
you,
two guys
I think
are like
act
the Kentucky
like that.
Fan. No. That's the, no, because you
I
said,
think
I think
show
you,
acts like it.
Because you said the majority of Kentucky fans don't know they're not good. And I'm like, that's not true. They do know they're not good. There's just a couple guys out there still making these bombastic comments, and everyone is like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, J.J. Weaver? He hasn't seen a player like J.J. Weaver yet.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, we'll talk some college basketball. We got a bunch of sound to get to. Rick Bozich coming up in about 20 minutes. Quick break. It's a take on this Friday. Hanging out with you. A football Friday, a college basketball Friday.
Yeah.
We'll get you ready for Louisville here momentarily. 437-9680. It's the take. It's ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
Grossman, what do you do on Instagram?
Are you an Instagrammer?
And James Strebel.
Yeah. I mean, I got a nice solid base.
Your voice got so high
you
there.
Did.
You got nervous.
A little bit.
I got a base. Dude, your voice is fine, but for
it's
you
a
got
great
so
voice.
Nervous. There's your girl.
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
Wow. Ooh, she's like dominatrix in that one.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This Friday, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman back at the Papa John's Studios. We got you until 6 o'clock. Coming up about in 2 hours or so, we'll have the mixtape. Rick Bozich will join us here in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Western Kentucky currently trails West Virginia 66-62 with 45.9 left. In that game, so if anything interesting happens there, I think Charles Bassey, did he just foul out?
No, he's had a massive block, too.
Oh, did he?
Look at this. Watch. I mean,
he's crushed
that out of here.
Look at that.
Get it out of here. And now they're checking to see who touched it last.
I think he did.
I think
Kentucky did.
I think Bassey did as well. They awarded it to West Virginia, but they're checking it out now. So,
what are you checking out?
I'm checking out.
What have you been checking out?
I'm looking at Charles Bassey and saying, damn. How'd you let that one get away, Cal? He's pretty damn good.
He is. Well, you know, when Stansberry goes after you, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
That's
you know,
true.
That is something you have to worry about. So we'll talk with Rick Bozich here in a few, get you ready for Seton Hall and Louisville. And Crino, I know you want to get on the mic, so we'll let you do that here as well. We also need to get some sound. Just quickly, let's go to Kentucky, then pivot to Louisville. What were your main takeaways from Kentucky Moorhead State?
Honestly, it was the guard play. I came away very impressed with Terrence Clark, Devin Askew, and Davion Mintz. I thought they all three played extremely well. They showed the ability to shoot from the outside, which is always a worry with Kentucky teams. Both Askew and Mintz were able to hit, I think, three threes apiece, something like that.
Askew had two. Mintz had two.
And then they had six altogether, so I can't remember who also made some threes out there. But I was just very impressed with the guard play as usual. Would have liked to have seen a little more out of Olivier Saar in the first half. He kind of got things going in the second half. And then Isaiah Jackson, if he can stay out of foul trouble, is just a complete difference maker on the court from Kentucky. I mean, that block that he had in the first half.
Crane, do you disagree with him? Do you disagree, or is this what you would say? The reason I ask is, Strebel's, he's going to be slobbering all over this team. And Isaiah Jackson, it looks like sometimes a preseason scuttle can mean very little. But there is a chance with Carly Jones, that those two guys might – and obviously different levels, I'm not sure.
But important to each team nonetheless. I mean, the way they're playing.
I happen to think that there's going to be times, many times – where Olivier Saar is the least talented person on the floor.
You tested that, and they're for the half.
That's not that he's a bad guy, but or you know a bad player. I think he's going to be a good player. But when you have B.J. Boston, Terrence Clark, if you believe that Isaiah Jackson has that upside, then you throw in Devin Askew.
He was the guy that surprised me the most because I was dead set that even though I'd said Askew was going to be the guy all off season, and you know I was strong on that. And then as the end came along, the more I kind of watched Mintz play, I was like, maybe he does start. But I was very impressed with the way Devin Askew handled himself. To me, he was the biggest surprise on Wednesday, the way he played.
Texas says, why isn't Strebel mentioning Fletcher? Great point.
Cameron Fletcher was really good, too. I was shocked. He came, even Cal after the game was like, he hadn't practiced like this, so he came on the field. He hit a three. He had some nice blocks, some rebounds. Cameron Fletcher looked
good.
Look at
you.
He looked really good.
That's where, and we battled over this about Dante Allen as well. On a Wednesday night.
Dante Allen?
Wait, you guys want to battle over Dante Allen?
Well,
no, the battle is Strebel on these airwaves on Wednesday during the show crushes Ethan Moore and Louisville people for saying, oh, Aiden Agahan got a rebound and a putback. It's Evansville, it's nothing. But then he sits here and he says, the Fletcher kid, he hit a three and grabbed a rebound. Dante Allen on the postgame show Wednesday night, he caught the ball, shot a three, and it went in. Oh, my God. It's the same crap against everyone.
I didn't overreact over Dante Allen.
Cameron Fletcher had nine and five.
I was going to say, he did more than just catch the ball and make a three, Jack. He had 9 points and five.
Congratulations. It was Morehead State, Strebel.
Oh, my gosh. Jack.
Look, I'm saying that about Kentucky with their game and Louisville, about their game and Indiana about
there's,
their game, too.
Okay, there's part of that.
They're playing
true.
Bums, guys.
No one cares about Indiana.
No one cares about it. They're too tough of a conference. That's all I hear.
No, you're right, Jack. They did play some cream puffs.
Can I pause you for a second?
Sure.
Indiana, so sad no fans.
Oh, the Assembly Hall?
More so than Kentucky because, you know, half their fans are asleep.
Anyway.
And Louisville's had attendance issues. And Rupp has, the upper part of Rupp. I mean, 100%. Attendance issues. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it would have been a little worse this weekend because it would have been around Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Indiana, I mean, that student section and everything else, that it hurt my heart to, you know, not see them win one of their only games of the year in front of some fans. I'm kidding.
They'll win more than that.
No, they're fine.
They'll be fine.
What did you guys think of U of L? I mean, I continually think that, listen, I think Carly Jones is going to be a nice player. I think David Johnson not scoring, has that outside shot got any better?
We didn't see that.
And so something today, and I got to be honest, I don't know how much to respect Seton Hall. I mean, this is not Seton Hall of last year.
No, Miles Powell's not on that team.
If Miles Powell was on this team, the conversation today would be much different, but I sit around here thinking Louisville's going to win today.
I feel the same way.
I'm not saying they're going to win by 15, but I think if Louisville loses today, you start looking at the schedule being a little scared. But I think Carly Jones was one of the main takeaways. I thought foul trouble with guys was a takeaway.
Samuel Williams.
As well. I mean, they got to play a lot of guys, which I think you'll see. And I just think for me, Malik Williams is going to be a guy it's going to take some time.
It's a glaring omission.
If he comes back and is somewhat healthy, and we need to take a break here in a minute, then that's fine. If he comes back and you can integrate him as you get into, if you end up playing the ACC tournament, who knows where Louisville will be at for the NCAA tournament. But I feel like this year, Trainer Slezinski and maybe something from a Nagahan minutes-wise, I kind of think without Minland right now, let me back up. I think Minland takes someone's spot, okay?
Right off the bat.
I think Slezinski playing 13 and Trainer playing 19, I think that tells you how much ahead they are of a Nagahan.
Yeah.
And I think it's substantial right now.
Not close.
So when Minland comes back, a Nagahan goes to the bench for the most part. That's your 8-man rotation. Like, I feel like Louisville, how good these players are, mm-hmm. that's a discussion that we can have, okay? And I think for U of L fans, getting to find out and watch J.J. Trainer. Listen, I have very low expectations for U of L basketball this year compared to other people.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, I think it'd be nice to be a tournament team, but I'm kind of in an odd spot that I also don't know what Louisville fans think. I mean, some people are talking. I mean, if you believe you're a top 25 teamish, I mean, then you're like a 5 seed.
Yeah.
Like you're something like that, and I'm not sure that I see them that way. But finding out how good the next group of players are for you, okay, like that. That seems to me that would be exciting.
Sure.
Now it's got to work out. Poor Grossman's been on the Indiana side where they've seen new players come in
and didn't work out.
So, no, right. Chris Mack developing these guys is absolutely something. And, again, when Minland comes back, I think that is absolutely your eight-man rotation. With Kentucky, it's like I don't know. Like, I just –
There's still a lot of figuring out to do.
I still don't know – what that is going to look like. Like Ware getting 19 minutes, is that going to happen? Cameron Fletcher getting 17 minutes, is that like, I feel like the starters and Mintz is, I feel confident with that, like that set of guys, those six guys are going to carry a lot of minutes. Well, figuring out everything else, I think seven, eight, and maybe nine at times is very much potentially up in the air, unless you see these other guys, you know Fletcher and Ware come in the next game you beat Richmond and they play 17 minutes apiece, 16 minutes, 19 minutes apiece.
Boy, that hurts Keon Brooks.
I forgot about Keon Brooks. Yeah. That's my fault. I think you throw him in there. There are seven guys.
Right, but what I'm saying with, like, if Cameron Fletcher continues to play like he played Wednesday night.
I'm not worried about it. It'll work itself out. The reason it'll work itself out, one's a freshman and one averaged 5 points last year.
Right. And you're right. It'll work itself one way or the other, and Kentucky gets one more guy.
But I feel like filling out the back end of that rotation. Cal's had teams where he had to figure out the rotation.
Right.
I feel like with this team, he just needs to figure out the back end of that rotation and get Keon Brooks back.
Sure.
I feel like Louisville, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like U of L, you know. Now, that doesn't mean Ada Gahan can't turn into 8 minutes a game. Hey, if he turned into eight minutes, he scored a couple buckets, grabbed a couple boards, I mean, you'd be getting something of value. So those were my immediate two thoughts. All right, we're late. Let's take a break now. Short break. Bozich next here on The Take.
Of Wahoo, I will sing it over.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That good old song of Wahoo, I will sing it o'er and o'er.
Yes.
It cheers our hearts and warms our blood to hear them shout and roar. We come from old Virginia, where all is bright and gay. Let's all join hands and give a yell for dear old UVA.
And James Strebel.
Wahoo, wahoo, Univee, Virginia. Hooray, hooray. Hey, hey, UVA. MFers.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're hanging out on this Friday. It's a football Friday. We're here at the Mobile Papa John Studios. We'll lower that music just a tad there, Crino.
I couldn't hear anything you said.
Green is crumbling right now, and I love it. I'm all here for it. North Carolina is driving on Notre Dame right now.
Yeah.
I need Notre Dame to win by three. That would be a very good thing for your boy if that were to happen. So we got you until 6 o'clock. Coming up at 5:30, we'll have the mixtape. As always, U of L gets going here in the next 15 minutes or so. Well, no show on Thursday means we move Rick Bozich to today. So we welcome him in here on this Friday. Virginia loses. So everyone around here is very happy. Rick, good afternoon.
I mean, you guys are poking at Locke. You're poking at Rummage. You're poking at everybody. You're right at it today, man.
I'm feisty today. I'm feisty today. Truth be told, it's falling apart. I had to get my car worked on. Listen to this, Rick. I had to get my car worked on. It cost a ton of money. Then we had a vet bill. Okay, Lil Ramon had a little nail issue. Okay, so an hour and a half at the vet today. And then just to top it all off, Rick, your boy here has never done this before, but I was on a ladder. Well, I've been on a ladder before. You know, we were putting up a little security things, okay, and everything else. My phone drops out of my pocket, hits the sidewalk, and cracks. And guess what? The AppleCare ran out. Last month.
Oh, no.
But it's not all bad. I'm just going to get a new phone at this point.
Right.
Just do another two-year deal, and let's just keep the ball rolling down the field. Keep matriculating down the field, Rick. So we're doing good. So I'm just feisty today overall of that. Plus, I have Notre Dame minus three, and they're now down about to be 7-0. So that's always a good start. But how was the Thanksgiving? How was the Bozich Thanksgiving? Was it all good?
Yeah, it was good. It was low-key. Low-key, but we had some turkey, cranberry, squash, green beans, and it was good. We had a good time.
Well, here's the thing. I'm shocked you didn't put out any food pictures, Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. People were waiting for them.
I didn't grill anything, and the turkey was already cooked. I just warmed it up. So I'm not going to pound my chest over something I didn't really work that hard on. And I had some leftover turkey today. But
nice.
You know, you guys, you were talking about pizza earlier. Now you've got I'm going to have pizza for dinner. I'm going to have pizza because you guys got Mr. Grossman. I talked to him briefly before I came on the air and asked him what he was getting and stuff. And he said it's coming at 4, so I'm very curious to see if he's going to be able to eat this whole pizza. How big is this going to be?
Oh,
16-inch?
Oh, no, I mean, eat the whole pizza. This is not going to be a problem. No, this is Rick, what, you think this is going to be an issue?
Yeah, Ethan, my brother, asked me yesterday, you're actually going to attempt to do this? And I go, attempt? What do you mean attempt? This is happening.
This isn't like a Mother Bear's quality pizza, though, right?
No. We're placing the order right now, actually. It's just Papa John's large sausage pizza.
There you go. Okay. Large sausage pizza. Making its way to to the Papa John's studios.
Share some with the Evansville basketball team because I'm sure they're down in the dumps after they just lost to Prairie View.
Ooh, is that who ended up losing the? Oh, so Prairie View won. Yeah. Congratulations to Prairie View.
Beat Evansville 64-61. That's not a good sign. Evansville. It's hard to believe Evansville a year ago.
It's unbelievable.
They've lost at least 21 in a row. I know they lost 18. In the Valley, they lost the Valley tournament game. They've lost 2 this year, so that's at least 21 in a row. This is Evansville.
There is, and I'm saying this, Rick, it's going to be – now, there's going to be more heartbreaking ones, but by the numbers, it won't be close. It will be the worst loss at Calipari at Kentucky, 100%.
100%, I agree.
Oh, the Evansville loss?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, I thought you were predicting another one coming this year.
No.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, it has to be. That's mind-boggling that they lost to a team that went 0-18 in the Missouri Valley. It's not the Valley that used to be the Valley. I mean, Wichita's not there anymore. It's a different Valley. Creighton's not there anymore either. So I mean, it's not the old Valley.
By the way, I'm just seeing this, and maybe I'm wrong, Grossman, but I'm seeing this right now. It looks like, if I'm not mistaken, did Ryan Day get the virus? Did Ryan Day of Ohio State contract COVID? I thought I saw that
on
Twitter.
I saw that they had some positive tests earlier in the week, but I have not seen Ryan Day. I'll look that up. Yes, tested positive from Pete Thamel.
Okay. So I don't know if you heard that, Rick. It looks like Ryan Day has tested positive.
I just heard the 3 more SEC games. I don't know if they're next week's games have already been postponed or delayed. I just saw it right before I came on that. The SEC just made an announcement, like Alabama's game next week is already off.
Wow.
So, I mean, this college football is sort of staggering to the finish line here. The 4 teams that are still cleared to play might be in the playoffs.
They might have to move some stuff. We'll see what the NFL has to do, too. We haven't talked too much of Lamar Jackson, obviously, getting it. One of the bigger names. Now, yeah. Ryan Day, another one of the bigger names, along
Nick
with Trevor,
Saban.
Nick Saban, Trevor Lawrence, starting to stack up here. Rick Bozich with us here from ESPN 680, on ESPN 680, 105.7. He's from WDRB. How worried should Louisville be today of Seton Hall, do you think? That game coming up here in about 5 minutes or so.
It's hard for me to say because Seton Hall's been a weird team. They've had a lot of COVID issues. I read a story in the New York Post last night where they've only practiced 3 times in the last 2 weeks. So I'm having a hard time. I mean, they should be a little bit apprehensive because Seton Hall, Willard's been there now over a decade, and he's got a brand. And his brand is, you know, he's got some tough New York, New Jersey kids who are going to probably try and bully Louisville around the basket. And from what I saw in Louisville's first game, that's not the strength of their team. So they've lost, I think, 3 starters from last year, and Miles Powell obviously is the most important one. But Kevin Willard's been there long enough that, you know, he's got a formidable team. So I think it'll be a close game for sure.
Yeah, and I tend to think Louisville's going to win the game. I might be crazy. Carly Jones had the big night. David Johnson didn't shoot too well. Obviously, a little bit of a foul trouble. I think Louisville knows their rotation, especially when Minlin comes back. I think Gahan probably gets less playing time, and I think that's your main 8 guys, especially in big games. Overall, I know it's Evansville. I know they're not very good, obviously. They lost to Prairie View A&M today. But what did you make overall of the Cards? What was your takeaway?
Yeah, they were solid. I mean, Carlick Jones, and I know people have been raving about him, and I've had never seen him play before, and I'll admit that I was a little bit skeptical of a guy moving up from the Big South Conference to a higher level of play, but he looked like a guy who can be a very solid player, better than, you know, Christian Cunningham, better than Fresh Kimball, and those are the natural comparisons because it's the third straight year they brought in sort of a veteran grad transfer point guard. David Johnson's going to play better than that. I have tremendous faith in his ability. He's a good player, and I thought J.J. Traynor looked better than, you know, he was considered a very good recruit, but he wasn't considered like an elite recruit. He was considered to be a guy who was came on strong at the end and was really developing and had great potential, and he looked like he did. Dre Davis looked okay, so but their issue is going to be until they get, you know, Malik Williams back and Charles Mindland back, that, you know, how strong are they going to be on the glass? That's going to be, I think teams are going to try and beat them around the rim.
Yeah, I think the bully ball you're talking about is exactly with Seton Hall. So we'll see. Patty
Ice has their hands full with Western Kentucky on Tuesday night because that's the strength of Western Kentucky's team. I know they lost today to West Virginia, but, you know, they led at halftime and it was a close game and they just got done beating Memphis, and Memphis is pretty good. So and Western's going to come in here, obviously, feeling like that they got a chance to sort of make a statement against Louisville if they can come in from South Dakota and pass all the COVID protocols.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. A cross the country trip coming for Western Kentucky. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. On the Kentucky side, the elite talent, that has been obviously something we knew, but that's been one of the big storylines as well coming from the game the other night. Big picture thoughts. What did you take away? Positive, negative, anywhere in between with Kentucky?
I like them. I mean, I see a couple flaws here and there. They're very long. They're very athletic. I love the way Terrence Clark can get to the rim. B.J. Boston looks like a very natural scorer. And they've got Sarr played okay, not great. I mean, I was expecting a little bit more out of him. If I had any concerns, and I forgot about Jackson. He started out strong. He was their best player the first five or eight minutes, and he shows a lot of ability. I'm not sure they're quite at the level they usually are at point guard. Askew looked like he was okay, but he doesn't look like he's got that super athletic burst that the top Kentucky point guards through the years have had, whether it was obviously Wall or Euless or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or some of those guys.
You know what he looks like? You know what he looks like, Rick? Sorry to interrupt you.
What?
He looks like a really, like he could play in the NBA. Like, he might become an NBA player. I see him and I'm like, he's a college point guard.
Does that make
Cal usually has some of these guys that don't look like a college point guard, but you see really good teams, maybe, you know, Virginia, and I know they lost today, or go down the list of, you're like, that's a really good college point guard. When I saw him, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, I agree with that. I liked him. He's not going to be a one. Sorry for the helicopter. I'm sitting outside here enjoying the nice weather. He looks like a guy who'll be a nice 3-year player. He's not going to be a one and done. I doubt if he's a, you know, 2-year and gone guy. He looks like he's a very intelligent player, a team oriented guy. But, you know, we've been conditioned over his first 11 seasons to see him have, you know, super athletic point guards, and that didn't seem to be what he was. But that's okay. He can get it done. I mean, Brandon Knight wasn't a super athletic point guard. He was just incredibly skilled and intelligent, and he could break you down and didn't make stupid plays. There's a guy I was thinking the other night. Brandon Knight was a guy who was a great college player and drafted high. I heard, where happened?
Well, he's been injured. Yeah.
But
I don't know where he's at.
For so long, but I mean, he was really good. He was a great college player. But anyway, back to ask you, I think he's really good. He's just not elite. And the kid from Creighton had a good game. He looked like they could have a nice, you know, rotation back there. And, you know, we're obviously Brooks isn't ready to play yet, but he'll give him another guy. But he's got a deeper team than normal. I think he's got stronger wings than normal. I just don't think, like, the guard – he's had so many teams with really, really, really elite guards, and I'm not sure this team has elite guards.
Rick Bozich with us here for me. I'm doing that again on ESPN 680, 105.7. Rick, if you want to join us, you can.
Sure.
He's from WDRB, WDRB.com.
I'll bring the pizza.
There we go. Yeah. Jack, well, yes. I mean, you know how it is. Radio, TV, print, you've been there. You throw some free food out. Everyone knows how that goes. Jack, go ahead. Do you want to ask the Indiana question to Rick Bozich?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Rick, well, there
Rick,
you
do we want to go basketball or football?
Well, let's go basketball.
Either way.
We'll go basketball.
No one wants to preview IU Maryland. By the way, is that game still happening?
Yes, that's at noon, so that's still going to be happening as of right this minute. But Indiana, Rick, yes, they blow out Tennessee Tech. Yes, Trace Jackson Davis has 26-11, but they're still 5-19 from three, under 70% from the free throw line. How worrisome is that, that they still couldn't hit jump shots against Tennessee Tech?
It's very worrisome because it's been going on now. This is the fourth year or fifth year, whatever you want to, maybe the last year of Crean. They played okay. So they had that one really good 10-minute stretch where they outscored them 28-2 or whatever it was, but the rest of the game was basically pretty even. Trace Jackson Davis was good. I thought that Trey Galloway was good, although he didn't show that he could really shoot the ball. I thought Jerome Hunter looked better than he's looked in recent years, but I thought I'd see more from Finney. I thought I'd see more from Durham. I thought I'd see more from Armon Franklin. None of those three guards really, like, in any stretch in the game, like, dominated the game. Those guys are going to have to play at a very high level for Indiana to be competitive at the top of the Big Ten, and they didn't show it in the first game. So we'll see. They're going to play some solid teams next week. They're playing Providence the first game, and if they win, they'll probably play Texas. And, you know, after that, whether you win or lose, you're going to play a good team. They'll probably end up, the third game could be against, I think, either Alabama or North Carolina or UNLV. So they need to go down to Asheville for the Maui Classic in Asheville. And I think they need to minimum win two games.
We need to find out, Grossman, someone who's going to Asheville to scoop some beer for your boy. We'll have an off. You know, I don't know if one of your Hoosier faithful will be doing that.
Aaron Matus is down there right now. You want me to send him a text? What do you want? Belgium, or what do you want?
I'll text you. Yeah, let me do some scouting and seeing what's going on around there. And I had Chernoff bring me some. Andrew Chernoff brought me some a couple weeks ago. So we'll keep the TV pipeline, sports guys, going. Football wise, I mean, good God, I guess I could ask you about Kentucky, Florida, Louisville, Boston College. And what did you make of the couple day saga with, I know you did some reporting on it, obviously you wrote about it. What did you make of the Scott Satterfield, South Carolina, you know, flirtation, I guess?
You know, I heard the guys talking about it in the early hour, and I agree with what their take was, that Vince Tyree's denial was better and more emphatic than Scott Satterfield's. I mean, when you go back and look at Satterfield, issued the statement, and he basically said, I didn't contact them. I haven't pursued them. He didn't say they hadn't contacted him or they hadn't contacted his agent or his agent hadn't contacted them. That's the second time, really, he's discussed it and not really done a great job of dismissing it. So what I think was that there was something there. And, you know, I've talked to enough people, PR people and media people, in the aftermath of, you know, if there's a story where they're just listing these are like eight or nine candidates for a job, yeah, media people sometimes just throw guys on there just to pad out the list.
Sure.
But for a website or a media entity like The Athletic to put three specific names and give a specific time that a guy was going to do a specific kind of interview, which was face-to-face, they didn't just make that up. Somebody told them that, whether it was Satterfield's agent or whether it was somebody at South Carolina. So I think there was something to it, and there still may be something to it. And I think Vince, you know, and I talked to him that night. He said just the fact that he told me he had talked to Satterfield about it two times. I mean, if you're talking about it once, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you talk
multiple
to him about it two times,
right,
that means there's something to it, don't you think?
Well, I mean, you know, we have, and I know sometimes you listen to the interviews that we have with Pat Forty, and he has said, you know, twice now, he says, you know, it's not that Satterfield may dislike U of L, it may not be, you know,
his destination job.
It may not be, not even a destination job, because I hate that conversation. It just may be not the, maybe not the fit, and he could see himself leaving more so than fans who have fallen in love with him. Do you think the Satterfield stuff will have any bearing on the game Saturday? Because it's a winnable game against Boston College. I mean, it's a very winnable game.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I don't know how it resonates in within a team inside of a bubble that's had a disappointing season to read the stuff that your coach might be leaving and it's still kind of lingering out there. I mean, I texted with Pat about it, and we kind of agreed, you know, sort of what you said of it might be a thing where who knows whether his family might be feeling like, you know, Carolina is more closer to their roots or whatever. And I don't know that, but yeah, it's the kind of stuff that can linger, and you can't let it linger too long because I think if it once it gets into the recruiting bloodstream,
right,
that's where you end up having a problem.
Well, was Satterfield's take. Satterfield's take wasn't about the fans or denying it outright. Satterfield's statement was to recruiting. That's all that was.
Yeah, but I don't think he did an effective enough job of squashing it to really have a big effect on recruiting and then doing it the way he did. If like, and I mentioned this because I thought it was important. I mean, it was like almost 10 o'clock on Tuesday night when I called Vince Tyree and got him on the phone. And it was like he said that he thought Scott would have a statement coming. And I remember I texted Rocco, and it was like 90 minutes before a statement came out. And it's like, that, I thought that was even too much time. I mean, he let that stay out there for a while. And I don't know whether he wrote the statement or his agent wrote the statement or who wrote the statement.
Right.
I didn't think it was a very effective statement at putting people at ease that this was preposterous. I mean, that's not when I read the statement. That's not what how I, you know, looked at it after I read his statement. It was like, no, I'm not chasing this job. I mean, you might not be chasing it, but I think they like you.
No, I'm with you. It was a very mid-level type job that was done there. It does make you wonder. I mean, really, the whole thing does make you wonder.
Talked about this last week, and I actually texted Ralph Russo, who's the national college football writer of the AP, and the day that Will Muschamp got fired, he sent out a text saying
he did.
Satterfield's name.
Yep,
and I
he
texted
did.
Him that night and said, did you just do that? Were you the first one to have it? He goes, oh, I'm not all into that competitive thing. And I said, no, I'm not trying to give you credit. I'm just saying you said this in the beginning, and you're not usually – he's not usually like a guy who just throws crazy stuff out there. That's not him.
I agree with you.
He must have heard it from somebody. And we talked about this last week because I remember we talked about it and said it's not a good job. And, I mean, I think Louisville's a better job. And maybe I'm biased. I don't know. But I just think South Carolina is a job where the – what they think they are as compared to what they are their expectations or belief of who they are is greater than who they are. I mean, Spurrier, I think, got the one SEC championship game. Is that right?
He did. He lost to Cam Newton. He lost. Yeah. They got smoked by 30 in that game.
Yeah,
but, yes,
killed.
He did make it to Atlanta.
Did Muschamp follow Spurrier? Is that who it was?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I mean, Muschamp's bombed, but he bombed at Florida. But, I mean, Lou Holtz didn't really do a great job there. And I remember a long time ago they brought Brad Scott in, who was Bobby Bowden's offensive coordinator at Florida State, and he was a disaster. So, I mean, I just think it's a hard job because they think that they should be at the top of the SEC East, and they really have never shown that they're deserving of thinking about that. As in basketball. I remember when Darren Horn went there in basketball, I said, I don't think it's a great job, and he thought it was, and it didn't work out. So I just don't see it, unless, you know, that part of the country really appeals to you. I think Louisville's a better job. I know you got to play Clemson here because they're in your division, but Clemson looms even larger over you at South Carolina than it does here because you're probably
total agreement.
Having a heck of a lot more recruiting battles with them than you are here.
Well, and people say Clemson. I mean, you have to play Clemson, and you also have to play, you know, Florida, Georgia, and then like LSU.
Alabama.
You have a couple more.
Yeah,
that ain't Virginia and Wake Forest out there. Rick Bozich with us. Let me get you out of here with this one. Is there any analysis of Kentucky and Florida? Like, do you have any analysis? If you don't, that's okay. I have nothing.
I just hope they can play the game because when I hear that they have 18 players and 10 staff members, I just hope they're all healthy. And, you know, I mean, they obviously didn't do well last week against Alabama, and
the games down there. And Florida's trying to get into the SEC championship game, so they're going to be going. They're also trying to position themselves to possibly be to get in, even if they lose to Alabama in the SEC championship game. So I think Florida's going to go and try and be as impressive as they can be to raise their status in the college football poll. So they're in a tough spot.
Well, Rick, have a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy all of the leftovers, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Look at your boy Dre Davis with a dunk, little 6'2 UofL over Seton Hall. Look at that.
Yeah, Seton Hall definitely looks like a team that's only had three practices.
Oh, here you go.
They're very sloppy.
You're already doing that. Look at
you. They're very sloppy.
You got Kevin Willard then.
Yeah, Kevin Willard. You have Kevin Willard. You got to tweak it a little bit.
Is that what you said? You got to tune him up?
Tune him up. You got to tune him up a little bit.
This is not a new take, but Kevin Willard and Chris Mack look like the same exact person, correct?
I mean, it's just because they're balding. They're white guys?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what are we doing?
Because they're white
here?
And they're bald.
Well,
thank you.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of, UCLA down by 7 to Pepperdine.
I see that. That makes me smile.
I know it does. All right, so when's the pizza arriving, Carino? We have the pizza has been paid for.
Yes, it has baked. It is out of the oven. I am pulling up the Papa John's pizza tracker now.
Okay.
And it says they are still preparing it. So between baking and delivering it.
All right, well, there we go.
All right, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear you munching on the other end.
We will play some sound, and we'll have some fun here in between. We'll have the mixtape coming up at 5:25. Lamar Jackson test positive. I do have a take on that I want to get to. I have a Thanksgiving take I still want to get to. Obviously, Louisville and Seton Hall playing as well. Too bad this was supposed to be the Kentucky-Detroit
Mercy game that
we're not going to have. So a lot to do. Got you until 6 o'clock. It's a take on ESPN 680.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana's buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.